Lac La Biche. Business owners and staff in the Sentinel Industrial Park west of the Lac La Biche hamlet say the recent arrest of two men accused of break and enter is a step in the right direction. Last Thursday night, a social media group chat shared by several business owners in the industrial park was alive with chatter. Suspicious vehicles, suspicious people, and several reports of property damage to fences and gates. Surveillance camera footage from several businesses was shared as calls were made to the local police. Lac La Biche RCMP say they were notified that at least one business had been broken into that night. While attending to the call, RCMP also received a dispatch from the Lac La Biche community peace officers advising they had located two males in the same area who were breaching court orders. RCMP did not say what those court orders were. Investigating the break and enter complaint, RCMP also viewed CCTV footage that identified the suspects involved. Two men were located a short distance from the peace officers alongside Highway 55. The two men were arrested. Adam Cardinal, 42, a resident of Lac La Biche County, is facing seven charges including four counts of break and enter, two counts of mischief and damage to property, plus failing to comply with court-ordered conditions. He has been remanded into custody until his April 3 court date in Lac La Biche Provincial Court. Billy Cardinal, 28, a resident of Lac La Biche County is facing eight charges including four for break and enter, two for mischief and property damage and two counts of failing to comply with court orders. He was released after his arrest and has a May 3 court date in Lac La Biche Provincial Court. Business owners in the industrial park have been raising concerns about break-ins for several years. The chat groups that shared information about the recent arrests was formed more than a year ago as crime and damage in the industrial area grew. In recent months, the occurrences have continued. Business owners have requested more patrols in the area from local police, as well as targeted action to reduce property crime. RCMP officials had no further information on the file as the matters are now before the courts.